Well, the big bottle of black pills has spilled all over the floor, leaving a nation full of people just crying out for real remedy. This will be America's platform for real remedy. It is the 18th of April, 2022. Welcome to the Stu Peters Show. My name is Stu. Donald Trump loves to hold rallies. Lots of people from all over the country love to attend them, and we don't blame them. It's fun to be around people who share your values and to have a good time. Trump himself is a fun speaker. What I particularly enjoy is how badly the press hates these rallies because of how successful they are. Hell, back in 2016, they were worth watching even on TV at home because you never knew when Trump would go off script and propose radical new awesome America First policies or just blast some GOP swamp monster who needed a good blasting. So it's no surprise to me that every candidate who tries to carry Trump's mantle in the future will try to capture this same energy. We see it all over the place. It's basically what CPAC and every other conservative rally popping up everywhere are really all about. So I want to be clear about something. Pep rallies are not how you fix America. And for too long, we've had these pep rallies popping up all the time and being used as a supposed replacement for real remedy. And that pisses me off because we here at the Stu Peters Show have always promised to be focused squarely on the remedy. Check the fruit, remedies that have actually saved lives. This show is dedicated to God first and the American people second. We aren't here to get rich. If we wanted to get rich, believe me, it would be really easy. We'd just change our message and vomit out the same play it safe garbage that you can hear on every single mainstream media outlet and most of the alternative media outlets. The same garbage you can hear on any Fox News program. If we did, we'd probably be given our own Fox News program within a year, and that would be great for us. But it would be bad for you and bad for this country, which is why we are not in. We are all the way out because we are here to help find the truth and then find practical remedies for the problems in this country. That's the truth about these pep rallies. Not a single problem in America was ever fixed by attending some conservative pep rally. Going to CPAC achieves one thing. It makes Matt Schlapp richer. The only person that we can put our faith in is Jesus Christ. And forgive me if I'm wrong, you can fact check this, but after his resurrection, I don't think Christ's message to the apostles was trust the plan. No, of course it wasn't. It was go and make disciples of all the nations. The apostles had a pretty important role to play in the salvation of the world. And here in America, the same goes for all of us. As we say often on this show, we aren't here to trust a plan. There is no plan. We have to be the plan. The deep state hates this program because we recognize it. They hate us now. They'll always hate us. The establishment uniparty fossils hate us and always will. The media hates us and always will. They have had to build a fortress of lies and distractions to keep you inactive and feeling helpless. And they have used powerful and rich attorneys and lawyers to help them to conceal the truth from the American people for a very long time. There's a line from Christ in the Gospel of Luke, "Woe unto you lawyers, for ye have taken away the key of knowledge." Every state has a constitution. Did you know that? Honestly, it wouldn't be a surprise if you didn't know that, because lawyers profit and the uniparty benefits if the people don't know. So they don't teach about the people's real power in school. But listen, there are candidates and even elected representatives that don't know that. There are people in our establishment who swear an oath to a constitution that they have never read, that a lot of them honestly don't even know exists. And that pisses me off because across the country, I have seen that time and time and time again, people are broken, losing their business, losing their family, losing their marriage, losing custody of their children by simple issues that revolve around matters where your life, your liberty, or your property have been taken from you. Or your government servants are at least threatening to do so. And the government did trample all over our basic liberties. We've seen it for the last 2 years. A constitution can say whatever you want it to say, but it will only be followed when the people insist that it be followed and when the government leaders are either educated to uphold the law or too terrified of their own citizens not to. In the Soviet Union, the Constitution guaranteed freedom of speech and religion. That was obviously fake because the people were too weak to oppose their tyrannical and murderous government. Thankfully, we're not there yet. In large parts of this country, still, if we stand up and make our voices heard collectively, the government has to listen. They can't keep things running without us. So that's going to be our mission on this show in the weeks and months and who knows, maybe even years to come until they shut us down and we'll keep at it. Actually, I'm not even going to project that into our lives. I'm not even going to speak that into the spirit world. They will never shut us down. And we will destroy the deep state. Seal that in the blood of the Lamb. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to try every day to explain for our listeners and our viewers what all of you can do practically on a day-to-day basis to defend your inalienable rights and hold politicians of all parties accountable. It's past time that we do this. This isn't about pep rallies. It's about real change, the kind of change that we need to revive this republic. Today is step one, the real step to your realizing the mighty power that God gave your forefathers, and we will put a leash on these government actors that are running wild in America. If we will know our freedoms, we need to know what our public servants swore to. We need to know what are our guaranteed rights in a Republican form of government. So get ready to hear what no other media outlet, and quite frankly, nobody in the Republican Party or anywhere else will tell you. Our forefathers left a love letter for the people in our Kentucky Constitution that teaches you what no government official wants you to know. And that is this: in a Republican form of government, which exists as the fundamental form of all 50 states, it is not possible for any man or for any group of men to vote away our rights or to have power over our lives, liberty, or property. Put it on the screen. Let's read this excerpt from the Constitution of the State of Kentucky, adopted in 1891. Quote, "Absolute and arbitrary power over the lives, liberty, and property of free men exists nowhere in a republic, not even in the largest majority." It's right there. Read it. It's on the screen. Look at it. It doesn't matter how big the majority is. In a republic where the people rule, the government can never have absolute or arbitrary power over you. Your basic rights are inalienable, just as the founders wrote in the Declaration of Independence. Inalienable means they can never be taken away. In fact, inalienable means even if you wanted to, they can never even be given away. Now, if that's not a shocker, that they never had the ability to make these communist overreaching executive orders or rules to interfere with your rights or any legislation that would do the same. Let's let the Supreme Court tell us clearly in the case Miranda v. Arizona. Here on page 491, it tells us that wherever we find a right in any bill or declaration of rights, that the government is without authority to make a rule or even pass legislation to interfere. From the Supreme Court case, Miranda versus Arizona, quote, where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking or legislation which would abrogate them. Wait. So, mask mandate? Vaccine mandate? Vaccine passport? Where or when or how you go to church or work? Where or when or how or if you have the freedom to assemble for church or anything else? And much more is all off limits? So what if we, the people, show our government servants exactly what their jobs are by the hundreds of thousands? Information is knowledge. Knowledge is power. You've heard that before. Wisdom in mass numbers is undefeatable. The days of ignorance, the days of begging are over, and the Stu Peters Show will be bringing you hot new remedy and teaching that you can use and stand on daily. And even more than that, we will do notice together. This is God's movement. And you will see that nothing else exists like it. And because of God and because of you, we will restore this precious republic.
Notice there's something very wrong with the modern day man.
Are you a beta male?
I don't think so.
Beta!
Sperm counts are cratering.
Maybe it's male.
0% by 2050. But help is on the way. Keys to Life.shop has products which are making men, men again. Banned by the NFL, PGA, and the NCAA. Too manly. Clinically proven to raise IGF-1 levels. Man up. Take off the dress. Visit Keys to Life.shop. Get your manhood back today.
We alluded to this in social media on Telegram on Friday. For those of you who don't follow, there's breaking news now that an American Airlines captain of an Airbus suffered heart stoppage in the cockpit of an aircraft with 200 souls on board. This happened just minutes after landing. This was a near miss. We're talking now with Josh Yoder from U.S. Freedom Flyers, who gave us this original press release and this information. So within minutes of landing with 200 souls on board, that sounds like a full Airbus, packed with passengers, travelers, this mandated pilot who's been subjected to this bioweapon shot suffered heart failure. Is that right?
Yeah, that's correct, Stu. This was on April 9th. American Airlines flight number 1067 from Denver to Dallas-Fort Worth. Captain Robert Snow, approximately 6 minutes after landing, while still in the flight deck of an Airbus 321 with nearly 200 souls on board, he suffered an adverse reaction. He went into cardiac arrest in the flight deck. He was seen there by a passenger, by a deplaning passenger, was pulled out. And very fortunately, there was a nurse and a Navy corpsman on board. They pulled him out into the jet bridge. They performed CPR on him. They hooked him up to an AED. They had to shock him three times to bring him back. Captain Snow doesn't remember anything from the point of basically pulling into the gate until approximately 24 hours later. Now, when he came to, he was in the ICU, hooked up to cardiac monitors. And he called me personally. He called U.S. Freedom Flyers and said, can you please help me? Can you please get down here? So we assembled a world-class team of cardiologists, lawyers. We flew a full legal team, a full medical team down here to Baylor Scott & White here in Dallas, Texas, 10 minutes from American Airlines headquarters to help him get the care that he needed. He was concerned about the care that he was receiving in the hospital. You know, as we know, the hospitals give a lot of pushback these days, especially to anything that's vaccine related. So we had, cardiologist Dr. Peter McCullough, Lieutenant Colonel Pete Chambers, a senior Army flight surgeon, Lieutenant Colonel Teresa Long. We assembled a phenomenal team that came to his aid. And I can tell you that Captain Snow is very upset with American Airlines. He told me, and he actually made a video, which I'm going to share with you, Stu. He made a video from the ICU. He said, American Airlines coerced me into getting this shot. I never wanted to do it. He's the only person in his family who's vaccinated. And the only reason he became vaccinated was to save his job at American Airlines. And he's had issues ever since. You know, this is coercive, you know, threatening tactics that all the airlines are using, but it has happened at American Airlines. I've seen it firsthand. American has a long history of threatening, coercive behavior. I can tell you, we have hundreds, I have hundreds of emails and people that are documented at American, you know, in regards to the jab, in regards to other issues, they have not treated their employees like family as they claim to treat them.
Well, I want to say,
U.S. Freedom Flyers.
Oh, go ahead.
We're standing up and we're fighting back. We've had enough.
Yeah.
And there's going to be accountability here, not just American, but across all of these airlines. They're all being sued for what they've done to us, and we're not going to take it anymore.
Well, good. Thank you. And, you know, since U.S. Freedom Flyers came on the scene, we have seen nothing but good fruit, real action in helping these people, and you're doing it again now. So first of all, I want to say that our prayers are with Captain Snow and his family and all of that. We pray for a full recovery. Did you say that he had never had any type of underlying health conditions prior to this? I mean, pilots are pretty scrutinized when it comes to their health and their heart. Yes.
Yeah, he's had no health conditions whatsoever. Like he's been very vocal about this. He was a very healthy airline captain up until the point when he got the J&J shot, and that's when the issues started, which ultimately ended up with him going into cardiac arrest in the flight deck. You know, had this event happened 7 minutes prior, they would have been on short final into Dallas-Fort Worth. This could have ended very differently. This is precisely what U.S. Freedom Flyers has been warning about. I've been on your show. We've talked about this. We've talked about dead pilots in the flight deck. Strokes, blood clots, all these things, it's happening. The airlines, the unions, and the FAA, Department of Transportation, they're all covering it up. They don't want you to know the truth. And I'm here to tell you the truth today. It is 100% happening. I can point you to hundreds of cases. Most people just aren't willing to speak out. What makes this so unique is that Captain Snow is livid, and he's speaking out, and he's going, he's going for accountability. That's why he called us. And that's why we're currently here in Dallas. And we're putting together the accountability, essentially, for America. These coercive tactics and these threats and intimidation, it's going to stop because we're going to stop it.
Okay, so I have to ask. We have experienced here at the Stu Peters Show with getting staff from point A to point B flying commercially, especially recently. And then I have heard of from other people who need to get around. We talk to candidates a lot that are going to events. We talked to one candidate who is going down to Mar-a-Lago to visit President Trump. All of these flights are being delayed or canceled and rescheduled. Their luggage ends up on different planes. They're flying all over the place. This is directly related to this jab, isn't it?
It is directly related. You have pilots losing their flight medicals at unprecedented rates, I can tell you, because I have the data. I know that it's happening. The airlines will tell you it's not happening.
Yeah, they're going to tell you that it's a mechanical, some sort of a maintenance issue or a mechanical issue with the aircraft. That is not it. That's not what the issue
no.
is.
Maybe in some cases it is. I can't say, unless I would see the specific flight, but I can tell you that these mandates have had a terrible effect on air travel, and it's only going to get worse as we go forward. I mean, every single day, I don't think I've gone a single day in the past 45 days without a phone call of a vaccine injury. Most recently, a flight attendant, once again from American Airlines, has just suffered her fourth stroke after being double vaxxed, and she called me and she said, "Josh, I don't think I'm going to live much longer." This is what's happening. This is the reality of what's happening in air travel. And we all need to stand up right now, united as passengers and as employees, and we need to fight back and hold them accountable. And that's what we're doing. I want anyone who was on American Airlines 1067 from Denver to DFW on April 9th, I want you to contact me. You contact me at info@usfreedomflyers.org. Get in touch with us because what the position that American Airlines puts you in, and not just American, all of these airlines, they have put you in a dangerous position. And until we hold them accountable, they're going to continue doing this. And this is where, the American people need to come together and make it stop.
Yeah, these people are petrified, paralyzed in fear, really, of this program, because we started looking into this right away. We reported on that Delta Airlines pilot that died at the controls. And guess what? We got a text message from their comms department or their community relations saying, yeah, that's not what happened. And I said, well, then, you want to just tell me then what did exactly happen on that flight? And it was crickets after that. They got the media to come out and say, oh, no, this is debunked. This is false claims by Stu Peters. And how did they know? We know that it's false because the airline said that it was false. No. We know 100% that that's exactly what happened to that pilot and what's happening to many more, as reported by Cody. As you said, other members here at U.S. Freedom Flyers, you yourself are saying that there's hundreds of pilots that are having these complications, that there are pilots on the controls of these airplanes that are experiencing fatal issues. We saw this one, a near miss. We've had dead pilots at the controls. Somebody that I care about just was traveling over the weekend having all kinds of issues. I'm going to get those flight numbers. And this person was told that it was because of a mechanical error or maintenance issues with the aircraft. I'm going to get you those flight numbers and see if you can look into that too, because this program is dedicated to supporting you and getting to the bottom of all of this and exposing this, because the people have to understand. There are millions of people, Joshua Yoder, flying around this country in the air right now, presumably, with their families, traveling for business, going home for the holidays, with their loved ones, returning from the holidays, all of this other stuff, that are at imminent grave danger, aren't they?
Yeah, I think you kind of hit the nail on the head there, Stu. I can tell you 100% for a fact, there are pilots out there flying right now with severe chest pain. I know this for a fact. I've spoken to a couple of them this weekend. They're afraid to come forward because if they come forward, they're going to lose their flight medicals and probably permanently. It is a career ender for a pilot to have certain types of cardiac issues, you know, if it's something that can't be resolved. And I can tell you they are terrified. I was on a flight and I met a young pilot. He flew for a regional airline. He's currently at JetBlue, 25 years old. Got the second shot, and he told me that he's been having severe chest pains, him and his girlfriend both, ever since, for approximately 2 weeks after that shot. So this is going on, and I wasn't the only one who heard it. I was actually, you know, sitting next to a captain that was with me. We both heard it. We both had this conversation with them. They are covering this up, and, you know, back in December, we sent that letter to the FAA warning of this exact event, and the FAA refused to respond. We also sent it to all of the major airlines. The airlines refused to respond to it. And now we're going to put them in a position in court where they're going to be forced to respond to it.
Good. Hold them accountable. We're right behind you all the way. Joshua Yoder, U.S. Freedom Flyers, thank you so much. We appreciate it. God bless you.
Thank you, Stu.
The Stu Peters Show is brought to you in part by StepOnSocks.com. Founded by patriots, high-quality all-cotton socks, real silver, and flags. Use promo code STU when you visit StepOnSocks.com/Stu.
Hello, everyone. I'm Mike Lindell. And my employees and I want to thank each and every one of you for all your support during these times of cancel culture. They've canceled our box stores, our shopping channels. Now they've even tried to debank me. And it's all because they want our voice canceled. Buying today also helps support Stu Peters' show, which is one of the best podcasts, best shows you're ever going to watch, because he speaks out like it is. He tells the news. What a concept. Well, today I'm going to pass the savings on to you. You get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99. And if you order today, I'm gonna give you my book free. By the way, my book, this is the American dream. This is what it is. This is what we're all fighting for. This is what we're not gonna give up on. We're not gonna lose our freedoms. You use promo code STU. You guys, this is the best price in history because of your great support. Thank you all and God bless.
More than 6 million people have tuned in to Watch the Water just on this program's Rumble channels alone. Millions more have seen the program elsewhere or heard its message from friends on Twitter or in countless other ways. Well, Dr. Ben Marble is the founder of MyFreeDoctor.com and is the most banned doctor in America. He used his website to offer ivermectin to the American people after hospitals and pharmacists across the country colluded to deny people access to the drug, even though it's a Nobel Prize-winning drug known for having virtually zero side effects while curing all kinds of ailments. Well, Dr. Marble says that he's treated more than 15,000 COVID patients and has achieved a 99.9% survival rate using this multi-drug early treatment protocols. We've heard of a lot of them, and they're all very similar. Well, now he's called for testing to explore Dr. Artis' snake venom COVID sequence theory, but he says that even if Dr. Artis' theory isn't completely true, we still have a big problem. We have the World Economics Forum's Great Reset Agenda, the plan for global vaccine mandates, global vax passports, global everything, the end to America, and a whole lot more. Dr. Ben Marble joins us now. Dr. Marble, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Stu. I really appreciate you having me on the show. You've been knocking it out of the park lately. The story you did with Dr. Artis has obviously gone viral over the past week and has caused a lot of controversy. But I think really overall, it's raised a lot of great, important issues relative to why are these peptide sequences from various venoms like snakes and snails showing up in COVID-19 patients. So what we need is more testing to confirm this data from the research in Italy that showed that the COVID-19 patients did have the peptide sequences of venoms in their blood, their urine, and their stool. So how did it get there? Why is it there? There's a lot of different ways poisons can get in the body. Water is just one. I think it kind of takes away from the main obvious source of the poison, which I think the number one source of the poisoning globally is the C-19 fake vaccine gene editing poison. We've given over 5 billion people have been dosed with this poison, and we need to immediately ban the poison because the new VAERS data is out today. The bad results are just coming out every day More bad data coming out, bad outcomes, deaths, in the many thousands of deaths from these poisonous fake vaccines. These are gene editing technology. These were never considered vaccines. When the manufacturers made them, they called them gene therapy. Then they did surveys and focus groups of the patients and realized patients didn't want to take gene therapy. So then they just renamed them vaccines, got the government to redefine the word vaccine to include this poison. And so I would say the simple thing is we need to ban poison as soon as possible. And that would include the COVID-19 fake vaccines. That would also include remdesivir. We need to also test remdesivir. We need random samples of remdesivir tested and see if these genetic sequences of venom actually show up in the remdesivir. If so, then obviously it needs to be banned as well.
Why has nobody from the manufacturing companies for remdesivir or these bioweapon shots done any press conferences? What is the threshold for death? These have killed a record-setting number of people. These have killed almost three times as many people in just a short period of time as every other real vaccine combined in the history of tracking. The VAERS information is approaching 27,000 deaths. And we know that that only reflects less than 1% according to a Harvard study. Where is everybody on commenting on this?
Well, I would say all the people are either corrupt or they're brainwashed. It's political correctness is the most successful communist brainwashing tool of all time. And I call it the PC commie COVID cult. They're all brainwashed by part of the mass formation of psychosis. And they just are all in on the brainwashing. These are the people that are going to line up for 6, 7, 8, 9 shots. They'll keep taking the poison as long as they're alive. That's the definition of insanity.
Well, Dr. Marble, they're doing it because the media is telling them to. Their most trusted networks are telling them to. And isn't it a conflict of interest that the media outlets are all funded by Vanguard and BlackRock and Pfizer and people that hold a stake in this game?
Absolutely. It's completely corrupt. The World Economic Forum, they are the great corruptors at the top pulling the strings. And this is their plan to destroy America, like you said, and bring in the one world government and the tracking system of all humans. And we have to stop them. These guys, they need to, you know, I have names, I call them Nazi Klaus Schwab, George Soros, Marxist Mark Zuckerberg, Bill Gates of hell. They need to all be arrested in prison as soon as possible on trial Nuremberg 2.0. Of course, Dr. Death Fauci as well. He's the great architect of all this. He, you know, this is where we differ a little bit. Okay, we both agree that we're being poisoned. It's just a matter of how are we being poisoned. And my argument is I don't believe the poison's in the water. Certainly everybody needs to be aware. Governments have in the past, people have in the past have poisoned water supplies. So that is always a possibility. But I think the true real poison is the COVID-19 fake vaccine. 5 billion doses of this poison already given. We have to ban this poison immediately. Everything continues to get worse until after the poison is banned. Now, the good news, I would say, we want to have some good news for people. The good news is early treatment works, whether you're vaccinated or not. Early treatment, we know early treatment works, and we deliver it for free at myfreedoctor.com. So I would encourage everybody to go to myfreedoctor.com. We will get you your prescriptions for free, medical advice for free. If there's something that we cannot handle, then we can refer you to doctors who can hopefully handle whatever it is that's going on with you. But the bottom line is do not take any more poison if you already took it. You know, if you want to be alive in 2025, I tell people to do two things. Don't take any poison. If you already took it, don't take any more. And two, do take early treatment. If you take early treatment, you're going to survive. Globally, we have to ban this poison. We have to hold the World Economic Forum accountable. All the people propagating this evil, and this certainly ties to Ukraine. You know, the doctors around the world have blown the lid off this fake vaccine poison and this fake agenda blocking early treatment. And so now they switch the narrative to Ukraine and try to make it about the war, and they're trying to bait us into a nuclear war with Russia. This is all part of the World Economic Forum agenda. Their Great Reset is a reset of the global human population. Now, what their target goal is debatable. Some say it's 500 million, some say it's 1 billion. But, 2 years ago, we had 8 billion people. Now we've just given 5 billion people poison. So over half the planet has been poisoned with this COVID-19 fake vaccine. Now, you know, Luc Montagnier, he discovered HIV. He won a Nobel Prize. He passed away recently. But he said 100% of people who receive just one dose of the poison will die in 3 years. So if 5 billion people die in 3 years, we're talking about the greatest mass die-off in human history. It'll cause the greatest depression in the history of the world. So hopefully he's wrong on those numbers that, you know, everybody that took it hopefully won't die. But certainly it's a concern. You know, this is gene editing technology, never been used. People who take it, some would say you're a mutant. Some would say you're a genetically modified organism. Some would say you're a chimera. But what you are is you're no longer a normal human. Your DNA has been edited. And the average person did not understand that. There was no informed consent on these fake vaccines. And now we're just seeing all kinds of bad outcomes. There's no benefit. It's all risk, no reward. We have to ban this stuff as soon as possible.
It's all being done on purpose as well. And whether you're talking about the spiritual aspect or the transhumanist aspect, it's all a spiritual war of good versus evil. I've seen many pastors at very large churches with their congregations showing them Watch the Water, encouraging them to go and look at this and consider the fact that the most evil thing that could possibly be done, as Dr. Artis said, is taking human beings created in the likeness of God and inserting reptilian serpent DNA into them and modifying them into like reptilian beings.
Transhumanists, everything they do is about evil. You know, they put, when they were constructing these, doing the gain of function research, you know, their mentality, making something more deadly is a gain. That tells you their motive. So when they were putting this together, they threw in things like luciferase. They used aborted baby parts, aborted fetus parts. So they throw in everything that they know will make the religious people mad. They throw it all in into the mix of how they make these COVID-19 vaccines. So they're just bad all the way around.
Yeah, myfreedoctor.com. This is for free medical consultations and free prescriptions. The people over there at myfreedoctor.com can help you out. I've got about a minute left here, and I just want to say this. So, you know, we have seen and you have said that there's been plenty of studies that show that people who have been injected with this bioweapon fake vaccine, as you call it, have tested positive for these snake venom peptides. Elevated D-dimers, a lot of nurses now coming forward saying, wow, everything that Dr. Artis is making sense. We see this Arizona study that's coming out saying that it's like venom coursing through the body for COVID patients. You've said this about injected patients. What about uninjected COVID positive? And I'm using air quotes for those of you listening in audio only when I say COVID positive. What about these uninjected people that come down with this chimerically engineered man-made set of symptoms that was intentionally released from the Wuhan, China bioweapons lab? Do they have these snake peptides in them as well?
Well, that is what remains to be seen. And we need to check for this because, you know, there's certainly, obviously, if it's in the water, we need to know. But if it's in the COVID-19 Frankenstein virus itself, that proves Fauci put it in there on purpose. What did he put in there? We know he put SARS-CoV-2. We know he put parts of HIV in there, put parts of RSV in there, put the deadly spike protein in there. And if they just sprinkle in some snake venom DNA sequences, then that's just all proof of malicious evil intent.
Yeah, the most banned doctor in the world right there, myfreedoctor.com. We will not silence you. Thank you so much for your bravery. We really appreciate it. Also, you know, I mean, we have to test all of these people. We have to test these elevated D-dimers. We have to test what's in these vials, in the remdesivir. Nobody's coming forward and saying any of this stuff. We haven't isolated this virus other than on a computer screen somewhere. Like, where in the hell is it? And who's going to answer these questions? More of the Stu Peters Show with more answers to more questions coming up next. Don't go away. We continue in just 60 seconds. Well, there's no doubt that if you're a social media user and you've been paying attention, you've seen the communist-style attacks that have been launched against this platform and Dr. Brian Artis attempting, unsuccessfully though be it, to discredit the platform or the documentary while never addressing the substance of the documentary itself. Disprove it. Disprove the theory. Where are the scientists and doctors that are out here testing it? Where is Pfizer? Where is the manufacturers of remdesivir? Where are these people with this virus? Where are the scientists that can prove that this virus actually even exists at all? This platform has been warning about this since the very beginning. We were called crazy conspiracy theorists, far right-wing shock jock wing nuts for saying that these were bioweapon shots that were going to kill all kinds of people. Now it's mainstream and cool to talk about it. We don't have any problems warning you about things. Dr. Marble warning about the Great Reset, even if Dr. Artis is wrong, which we don't think that he is, still the World Economic Forum trying to usher in this Great Reset and kill off all kinds of other people. And if you don't think they're coming for your kids and for your life, they are, and they're coming for your money as well. That's another warning. Inflation and tax hikes, these are Biden's only way out of this $30 trillion debt. So they're going to shove that down your throat using the media as the propaganda arm to instill fear so that they can justify coming to take your money. So if you have $50,000 or more in your IRA or in your 401k or your savings, they're going to come and steal it. It's at great imminent risk. Learn how to protect it right now with physical gold and silver. Call 855-647-1372. Write this number down right now. 855-647-1372. You'll get a free gold IRA kit. That's right. 855-647-1372. My good friends over at Gold Co. will give you up to $15,000
or more in free silver with a qualified account. They have helped thousands of Americans to protect their retirement against inflation and tax hikes and government theft. Protect yourself right now. Call 855-647-1372 for GoldCo.
Love the hard-hitting truth delivered daily by The Stu Peters Show? Consider becoming a Red Voice Media premium member. Extended sit-down interviews, weekly in-depth reports, ad-free. Premium episodes, exclusive content on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Defeat the lying globalists. Support real, independent journalism. Full access to The Dr. Jane Ruby Show, Shots Fired with Deanne Lorraine, Marie Z Uncensored, and the military-focused Richard Leonard Show. All this and more exclusively on redvoicemedia.com/premium. Join today.
Dr. Jane Ruby says that an anonymous scientist has now come forward and provided her photographic evidence of snake venom contained in undiluted Pfizer vaccine vials and damage to red blood cells caused by the venom. Shocker. Actually, totally unsurprising. Dr. Jane Ruby joins us now with more.
Yeah, Stu, I knew it was just a matter of time, but Saturday morning, I received a stunning phone call from this particular scientist who prefers to be anonymous just for a few more days while they gather some more evidence. But from what I've seen already, it's just been incredible. Basically, what they've done is they've identified King Cobra-related venom in an undiluted Pfizer vial using frequency, which is very common to separate out chemicals. What they tell me they've found is not only have they identified it, but of course it is a synthetic version. They're called snake venom organoids. And what they end up doing, these people did, was they took some human blood immediately from a live person, living cells. They took some droplets from the Pfizer vial, again, undiluted. They dropped it. This is called an in vitro procedure. They dropped it on those blood cells. And I brought a picture to show here. This is what happens to the red blood cells. Now, these shapes that you're looking at right now are not new. We've been looking at them for many, many months. We just didn't put them together until Dr. Artis came out with the snake venom information. And so what happens is it turns these red blood cells into what's called echinocytosis. And they're not spikes, but they're these little triangular pointy, you know, things that sort of appear on these red blood cells. They sink in, they're damaged. And this is very, very common in the blood of people who have been poisoned by snakes, by viper type snakes. They said that they, like I said, they marked it to the King Cobra, this particular vial. They showed this blood evidence that I'm showing you now. And they basically talked about these snake gland organoids. I'm doing an entire segment on it on the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following your show here. And so you'll get to see the organoids, and they will look familiar to you as well, because many scientists over the months, I could name them, but it's a long list that you've already shown on your show that you've interviewed, Stu.
Yeah, none of this is surprising to me. I mean, Dr. Artis in the original documentary brought forward all kinds of supportive documentation and studies and research papers and articles to support his theory. Mike Adams did a 3-hour long sit down with him, really went in depth, more in a technical interview with even more documentation to support this. So for somebody to find this stuff is not surprising to me. What is surprising to me is the communist style attack from alternative medicine frontline doctors and also other people in the political world.
Absolutely, Stu. I was most shocked by someone who I respected prior to this, Dr. Pierre Corey, who has come out publicly with a very smug kind of sarcastic, I would call it critique of Dr. Artis. And he admits he only watched half of the Mike Adams interviews, number one. Number two, he actually accuses Dr. Artis of having a, quote, manic episode. This is infuriating, Stu. He hasn't talked to Dr. Artis. He didn't look at all the evidence. And now they're coming out. It's very, very dangerous. And I've said to people, watch very carefully who comes out from the frontline line of doctors and experts among our group and tries to disparage and denounce, especially without seeing the evidence, Dr. Artis's work and all of his postulations.
Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much. Tune into the Dr. Jane Ruby Show immediately following this program. You can find it on Rumble. It's always on the Stu Peters Network, Roar Nation, or you can find it at stupeters.com. We appreciate you coming forward with all of this. Yes, they are panicking, these frontline doctors who have made millions of dollars treating a virus over the last 2 years. It has turned out to be one big, huge grift, and that grift is threatened by what? The truth, and now they're in panic mode. More panic following this commercial break. We'll be back in 60 seconds. Go nowhere.
Uncle Sam says you're a terrorist if you know vaccines are dangerous, but the real Osama bin boosted are getting sick, and Fauci can't hide it. One man has had enough of the madness. There's a sheriff coming after the shot shills.
I'm going after them individually. Every single one of them, individually. I'm coming after you. Every one of them, I am.
Christopher Key has founded Vaccine Police, and he will arrest tyranny.
Then they can be hung up. And they can be executed. So this stops. It stops here, guys. Let's go in.
Vaccine mandates for kids. No. Mask mandates for little Mikey. Heck no. School boards have been put on notice.
No man is evil. And I know man is all about money and power.
It's open season on treason. Vaccine police are on patrol. Old Bill Clutchill, what you gonna do? What you gonna do when vaccine police come for you? Support the resistance. Go to vaccinepolice.com. Forget the woo flu. Back the blue. Vaccinepolice.com.
When the Ukraine war started, a lot of us just expected it to last a few days, maybe a few weeks at the most, but now it's about to enter its third month. Russian forces are about to finish mopping up in the city of Mariupol, but it's safe to say this isn't where Vladimir Putin expected to be after 2 months. And like most wars, this conflict is bad for everyone involved. It's bad for Russia, which is economically and politically isolated and losing thousands of soldiers. But it's also horrible for Ukraine. Even if they haven't been conquered, about 15% of the population has fled the country. Their economy and industry are basically destroyed. So why is the war still going? David Pine runs a newsletter at Substack.com called The Real War. He's done a lot of research on the Russia-Ukraine conflict, in particular the details that Americans never heard about from their own press due to the constant fog of propaganda. David has highlighted a few reasons that he believes this war has lasted so long. First, the Russian troops have badly underperformed expectations, and Putin has actually held back from using their most powerful weapons, which would absolutely destroy Ukraine. Second, Ukrainian propaganda about massive Russian war crimes are stoking anti-Russia hysteria. It's completely worked and made the U.S. take an extreme attitude toward the conflict. Instead of encouraging peace, we're encouraging the war to continue and trying to get Ukraine to fight as long as possible, when all this does is raise the eventual risk of World War III. David Pine has more to say on these topics, plus a whole lot more, and he joins us now. David, thank you so much for being here. We appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Stu, for having me on the show. And yeah, absolutely. I'm currently writing a new article that's going to be published in the National Interest, outlining the 5 most likely outcomes of the war. 3 of them involve the Russian use of nuclear weapons. I currently assess the likelihood of Russian use of tactical nuclear weapons as just under 50%.
Do we have any proof that Russia actually even possesses nuclear weapons?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a large number of tests beginning in 1949. They had their first atomic bomb explosion. Then they had detonated a hydrogen bomb in 1953. There have been multiple other tests, including massive ones in Kazakhstan, where their main nuclear test facility was located during the Soviet times.
So if they do exist, and we'll just assume that they do, why would he use nuclear weapons when he's already demonstrating that he's holding back from just flattening the entire country? I'm not buying into this neocon narrative that Vladimir Putin just woke up one day and decided to be an evil killer and just flatten all of Europe.
You know, I mean, so a lot of people, including myself, by the way, and I'm no neocon. Let's just get this straight. I'm an America First conservative like yourself.
Yeah.
His objectives, a lot of people said, you know, it was a maximalist objective that he was going into Ukraine to take over the whole country. He wanted to reestablish the former Soviet Union. All of the events we've seen thus far have proven the opposite, that his intent really was to engage in a preventive war. To restore Ukraine to its buffer state status that it had before 2014 with the U.S.-backed coup and overthrow of the Russian-backed president Yukanovich. yeah, there's a lot of propaganda going on. Putin is actually very interested in trying to end the war with a peaceful agreement. And the Russian peace terms have been well known to us ever since day two of the war. I mean, he set out his peace terms very early on in the conflict. They're known to the Ukrainians, but Zelensky, for whatever reason, perhaps because they're, you know, reasonable and lenient, he's refused to share the full Russian terms with the United States.
So our press tells us about how Vladimir Putin should be viewed as a war criminal. But when you look closely, there's no evidence of any of that. And actually, to the contrary, there's a whole lot of evidence that suggests that the Ukrainians are committing war crimes. I mean, they're arming uniformed people, giving them guns and bombs, making them combatants. That's a war crime, isn't it?
It is a violation of the laws of war if they're ununiformed and they fight as combatants, absolutely. It's true. I think that both Russia and Ukraine have been committing low-level war crimes. Certainly, the behavior of the Russian army has never been known for being adverse to low-level war crimes. However, there's no evidence that President Putin himself has ordered any systematic attacks on civilians whatsoever. So that's one of the main propaganda points.
So speaking of civilians and attacks, we have received a whole lot of video here on this program and a lot of people testimony that what's really happening in Ukraine is that the Ukrainian government is actually carrying out attacks and killing Ukrainian citizens. Is there any truth to that?
It's difficult to ascertain. I mean, it's certainly possible. I wouldn't put it past Luzinski. He's far from a saint. You know, he's not the head, not really a democratic leader. He's crushed his political opposition. He's tried to imprison them. He's nationalized essentially all media opposition networks. I mean, can we imagine what the outcry if Trump had thrown Obama and Hillary in prison and taken over CNN and MSNBC? Well, that's equivalent. That's essentially what he's been doing. So, yes, I believe there is a chance that Ukraine is doing false flag attacks against their own civilians, most likely by the Azov battalion. However, there's no way I can ascertain the truth of those claims.
I mean, we've seen exactly that happen already. A lot of the things that you're speaking of, first of all, I mean, this Volodymyr Zelensky guy was installed there after our CIA effected basically a violent coup in Ukraine, ousting what both sides agreed on as a democratically elected administration prior to this. And then we see this guy on video. I mean, he's got a $40 million mansion in Miami. He's closely connected to establishment, fossils in our government. He's wearing like high heels and leather and dancing around. He's an actor. He's an actor. No, seriously, he is. Yeah. He's an actor. And now we're supposed to believe that he's the president. But then hold on a second. The CIA then effectively, we could say and ascertain, we're behind the exact same tactics here in this country on November 3rd of 2020. And then you look at, can you imagine if Trump had, arrested political opponents and shut down or taken over the media? Well, that's exactly what the new administration has done here, because they have arrested their political opponents. They're sitting in a gulag in the DC jail right now. And they have taken over the media by bribes through, by the way, the Ukrainian government, who has paid a lot of those bribes, millions of dollars, directly to the Bidens, who then directly funded bioweapons labs in Ukraine that appear to be strategically targeted by Putin. Does all of that line up? Is that what you're seeing?
I think that a lot of that is a substantial amount of what you just said is true. Certainly, the part about, I don't know about a CIA takeover of the government or a coup against Trump, but certainly there was a bloodless coup against Trump by undemocratic means. The Democrats stole the election on a massive scale, up to 6 million votes stolen, and the deep state and our judicial branch of government have refused to do anything about it. To me the question is, what's the end game? I mean, Biden has said the end game is regime change for President Putin. I mean, that would get us into a guaranteed nuclear war. So I think his end game is essentially to cause as much to prolong the war as long as possible in Ukraine, to bleed Russia dry, but in the process, to ensure the deaths and destruction, is maximized for the Ukrainian people themselves. And I think it's absolutely against the U.S. national interest. The problem is almost all of our leaders, the neoconservatives in the Republican side, are also supporting this this war, essentially conflating U.S. national security interests with Ukraine's, which is very dangerous because Zelensky's been very clear that he wants to get the U.S. and NATO into a third world war with Russia, which would inevitably become nuclear.
Yeah. The neocons are not alone either. Other interested parties in this war include Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum as part of the Great Reset. Another supporter of this war is George Soros. I have referred to this as George Soros's war. This war, these military interventions, as a lot of people know, David, they do one thing very well, which is enrich and empower those in the DC Beltway, the warmongering freaks like Lindsey Graham that we see out here neoconning all over the place. Not a neocon. David Pine, find his Substack at substack.com. Very interesting stuff. Go to David Pine's Substack, The Real War. We appreciate you being here. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Without the Second Amendment, the rest of the Constitution is just a piece of paper. The tyrannical government has guns, and as their corrupt, bought, and paid-for narrative falls apart, they'll be more tempted to turn them on us. But don't worry, you're not alone, patriots. Buy a gun today from GunsAmerica.com, America's oldest and most trusted online platform for buying and selling the guns that keep your loved ones safe. Join the millions of gun buyers who shop there monthly. Private sellers and gun dealers, list your sales for free. No fees for transactions within 50 miles. Selling fees half the cost of auction sites. When you sign up for free at GunsAmerica.com, you get exclusive access to Guns America Digest, delivered every Monday. Honest gun reviews, firearm instruction, and wisdom from America's most popular gun writers. You also get Guns America This Week. Don't miss any important Second Amendment stories and several monthly magazines on hunting, prepping, and long-range shooting. When you sign up today at GunsAmerica.com, you get $10 off your first online gun purchase. Join the fight today at GunsAmerica.com.
If you missed the top of the show, you have to go back and replay today's show because it felt really good to empower we the people. Today, we just showed some little nuggets, the very beginning of real remedy to take action in this country. It's all a hoax. Everything that they have been doing is a hoax. So the feeling of helplessness and hopelessness and defeat and intimidation and fear that you have felt is all null and void. And if we show up by the hundreds of thousands, if we show up with our smartphones and we video record them when we're asking them if they have read the state's constitutions, they will have no way to defeat you. They will have no real answer for you. More than likely, you have elected representatives in your city, in your county, in your state, those that represent you and your district on a national stage, that didn't even know or refused to acknowledge that they swore an oath to your state's constitution. They didn't even read it. Some didn't even know it existed. It's our job to educate them. So those pictures that I showed you as I read along, that I showed you so that you could learn that government can't make any law against you. The government can make no law against your declared rights. That is correct information. It's not even possible for them to make rules or legislation against us. It was all a hoax, and the deep state is going to hate this platform even more because now the gig is up, and we're going to start showing up. We are going to start peaceably assembling. Go and read your state's constitution. I dare you. Pull it up right now. Go to Ballotpedia and pull it up. And read how you can actually remedy the situations, and then we're going to show up in the hundreds of thousands. I'm going to organize it if I have to. We will make events. We will make it happen. We will invite them to hear us, the people, and we will confront them. The state constitutions tell you exactly what you can do. And the state constitutions tell them exactly what they can do to serve us. So real remedy has been hidden from you by hiding the rule book of their expectations and their duties according to your state's constitution, as well as hiding and concealing your rights. I mean it. We're going to take this country back. We are going to tear down and completely demolish and defeat the deep state. And they are going to be petrified that this platform is dedicating to teaching. Don't let me show you how to remove these people. Don't let me show you how to do that. And it doesn't mean wait for some rigged election. We have so many rights in this country. We're glad that you were here today to join us on the program, all brought to you by Cortez Wealth Management. Let me tell you something about Cortez Wealth Management. Carlos Cortez is a God-fearing patriot. He loves this constitutional republic. He's a family man. He's a husband. He's a father. And he's an independent fiduciary. What does that mean? It means that he's not a communist. He's not a communist like these sold-out, heavily advertised financial advisor firms or these big banks. You might like your financial advisor without even knowing that they are a communist. And they don't know that they're a communist because they're controlled and manipulated by Wall Street. They're given certain programs that they then have to take your situation and jam it into a pre-approved box controlled by Wall Street, which is manipulated by the Biden regime, which is sold out to the CCP. No family is more compromised by the CCP than the Biden family. And that's soon going to be coming as we get into this Hunter Biden laptop as well. Till tomorrow at this time, here's what's up to it. Here's what's down to it. Here's to any way you can get to it. Here's to those that don't do it. May they be dragged to it, tied to it, or forced to it. And here's to us who do it because we're the ones that's used to it. Go and book an appointment with Carlos Cortez at AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Right now, AmericaFirstRetirementPlan.com. Until tomorrow, remember to fly low and avoid the radar. Listen, one day they're going to come for the car, and when they do,